this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And Steve Martin, well, he's back as Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther 2, and this time he has to solve the mystery of who stole the infamous Pink Panther diamond. Sounds a little familiar.
Crime scene is like a code. You decipher it, and it will lead inexorably to the criminal. That is why it must always be kept in pristine condition. Good day. I am Inspector Jacques Clouseau of the French police.
So this is Steve Martin's second run at trying to recreate the magic of the original Pink Panther movie starring Peter Sellers. And even though that series was a long, long time ago, we probably all had a chance to see at least one of those movies, and they are classic. So how does this Steve Martin version stand up to it? Well, let's just say this one is more like laying down on the ground, curled up in a fetal position, more than it is standing up. Yeah, that bad. And not to say that it didn't get a few chuckles here and there out of the audience, because, well, there are some people out there that kind of like the ridiculous and absurd humor. But for me, this movie is just proof that sequels and remakes are usually so not a good idea. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Pink Panther 2, this one is a red light. Now into something a little different. It's Coraline, and a little girl finds a secret passage in her house to a completely different reality where her other family lives.
Mom, you're just in time for supper, dear.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have
buttons? Do you like them? I'm your other mother, silly.
So this one is animated. It looks a whole lot like the movie Nightmare Before Christmas, and that's because it's directed by the same guy. So you'd think this probably would make for a good movie, right? Well, unfortunately, it's missing one big thing, and that's Tim Burton. Turns out if you do this kind of movie and you don't have Tim Burton write it for you, turns out pretty darn boring. Now, what it does have going for it is 3D, so you get to wear those cool 3D glasses. So it's good because it has something for you to do when you get bored. You know, glasses on, glasses off. Hey, 3D, not 3D, 3D, not 3D. Yeah, I was desperate for some entertainment. And it does have lots of bright colors, good for the littlest kids, you know, bright, shiny colors. That's really all they need to be entertained. But the rest of us, not enough. So unless you have no other options to distract the kids for a while, they might like this, you probably won't. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Coraline is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.